All right. Now, I want to ask you a non-high school topic, and I may have something or I may not, because it's come up this week because I got done reading it. Are you familiar with John Bacon's book on Rich Rodriguez or not?
Yes, I'm very familiar. I have not read it simply because I don't read fiction. From what I've heard, he's raised the question of why would Mike Rosenberg as a columnist do this? Well, if you remember in the mid-70s when Michigan State was going to go on probation under Denny Stoltz, our lead writer on that was Joe Falls. You know, just because you're a columnist, you don't stop being a journalist. Most columnists are columnists because they were great reporters, like Mike.
Right.
And he used to cover Michigan, and he had more contacts there than anybody.
I don't know this guy. I read the book. I thought the book was extremely well written. The argument I've heard from media people, especially those around the Detroit area, centers around Rosenberg and the Free Press. Clearly, that's a part of this book. I think it's one of many themes in there. If you hear what I'm saying, you get the feeling reading it that he believes that the Free Press reporting, and I understand, of course, mixed with the Free Press. So but you get the feeling about that. He clearly believes that the emphasis on that story, was not in Rodriguez's best interest. Beyond that, I don't know enough to know whether or not it's accurate or inaccurate, but I always ask people around, what do you think of that thing? Because there's an enormous amount of investment in time. The key to that whole book, Mick, is Rodriguez has this guy in his shadow for 3 years. The guy was everywhere with him.
Well, not everywhere, because at the luncheon with Bill Martin and Lloyd and Rodriguez, he wasn't there, right? He took Rodriguez's word for what happened.
That's true. From the book that he wrote, he takes Rodriguez's analysis and his recall of what happened at that luncheon between those three. That's correct.
Yeah, and of course, the biggest thing, though, for me is at some point in the book, didn't John Bacon say he's the one who initiated the investigation of Ed Martin and the University of Michigan's basketball program?
I don't remember that. Yeah. Ed Martin gets brought up once in there that I recall.
If John Bacon can take that revisionist history view of what happened, then you can't believe a single word in this book.
Okay.
Because trust me, he didn't have anything to do with the investigation into Ed Martin.
Right. Well, that's why I asked, because I was curious to see what the reaction to this. I don't know whether this thing, I've had some Michigan people say they don't think the Michigan following will necessarily embrace, and then another guy emailed me and showed me that it was 14th nationally on Amazon. I don't know what all that means, but I was curious because I wanted your feedback on the thing one way or the other. Lynn Henning was on yesterday, and his thoughts were somewhat similar to what you're telling me, and Joe Rexroad's been on, and his thoughts were somewhat similar, and so on life goes.
And the fact that they're saying that this was simply because Mike and Mark did not like Rich Rodriguez. Mike's first column when Rodriguez was hired was something like, his lead was, Michigan did not hire a good football coach Thursday. It hired a great football coach. And Mark Snyder, I talked to him more than I talked to any reporter at the Free Press, and never once did he say, I hate Rich Rodriguez. In fact, it was just the opposite. He liked Rich. Rich was easy to get along with, and through everything, Rich treated him well. This was just a story. It wasn't a vendetta by any stretch of the imagination. And the people who say that, the NCAA didn't turn up as much as we did, that's because the NCAA doesn't have the power of subpoena or the threat of perjury. And the kids told Mike and Mark what really happened, and then maybe things, they figured out what was going on and they changed their story a little bit. And if almost everybody connected with that story is gone. Judy Van Horn, all sorts of people. They're all gone.
Yeah, that at the end of the book, he has, I think at the end of it, he writes where we have all the central players in the cast where they are now, and you're right, a number of them no longer have anything to do with the University of Michigan. But anyway, that's why I asked, because I thought he'll be backgrounded on the whole thing. Well, congratulations on the Weber story. It's extremely well done. It's in yesterday's Detroit Free Press. If you haven't seen it, pick up a copy, because it's certainly worth it, and it was great reading and well done, and it's no surprise that it turned out that way. Mick, have a good weekend. I appreciate your time as always.
All right, and don't forget, you're the one who gave me the idea with your great interview with her.
All right, well, the check will be in the mail, I'm sure, and all
okay,
that. And
we'll yes, try it to will be.
All right, thanks, Mick. Appreciate the time. You know, the good thing about that, Brock, is it's amazing, you know, where we get listenership from. I say, don't you guys have something else better to do? You must have something else better to do than all that.